Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, and the Caribbean, too, I might add, and around the world via the Internet. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Now, our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. We thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody, regardless of where you are, regardless of what you're doing, working on the Third Watch, we want to thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com for more information, insight, and take advantage of all the different offers we have over there for you, too. All right, 7 past the hour. Here she is, Ms. Rosemary. How you doing, kiddo?
Hi, Captain. Just fine, just fine. I think we're all on anxiety overload, though, from the phone calls I get lately. So I'm going to go with this tonight. First of all, there will be a blessing. I hope I get to it tomorrow night. Can't do it tonight, people, but, well, you're going to get blessed anyway. But a special hello to a few of you, Maria, Major Mac in Germany, to Al in Nebraska, LJ, Catwoman, Terry in Nashville, to Wade the musician, and happy birthday to Lloyd Marcus. Those are a few. And yes, 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 tune in tomorrow night, because remember, I can't do a special blessing unless I pre-pray, and I couldn't do that. It's just been crazy busy. Okay, let me give you a little hopeful word here. And by the way, between the California fires, which I knew I'd see the, I didn't want to look. we went into that last night. And all the things going on, a little inspiring word here. I've been watching between interruptions and phone calls and everything for 2 days now on CTN, Anne Graham, who's the daughter of Dr. Billy Graham. Most of you know who he was, and a great evangelist. Now, I never heard her story. She's written a new book called, I think it's Jesus and Me. She's written 17 books. Tragedy hits everyone. And some people think, well, you know, if you're a Christian, you're going to be beyond it. It won't hit you. Oh, no, it does. In a 3-year period, listen to this, and I did not know this. She's a beautiful woman, by the way, absolutely beautiful. You never believe all this. She lost her husband tragically at 49 years old. He drowned. And she was the caretaker of him, being a diabetic. So that was a shock and took a long time to get over. In that same period, she lost her father, Dr. Graham, and then thirdly, she developed a very severe, serious cancer. Some of you know that, some of you don't. She just went through recently her last, according to them, which was her 7th chemotherapy. You'd never know it. The woman's beautiful. But she has a radiance about her, and I was thinking, how did she overcome all that and come out looking so beautiful? You know, sometimes we come out of things looking like smoke. No, she didn't. But when she explained her 17th book she just wrote called Jesus and Me, she did this for people that, you know, sometimes we get overly religious. Let's go there. We'll say, oh, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. Well, people don't understand what the Holy Ghost is. So I love the way she broke it down and said, no, it's just the presence. When you know the Lord, it's the presence of Him within you. She broke it down to where I love that everybody, no matter what level you're at, could understand it. We get too religious sometimes, you know? And even I forget that not everybody talks the way that I may. And so I thought that was very, very, very good. I really got a lot out of that. And she's going to be traveling, and of course she will use all of this as testimony. And I know many of you have been through things and you've come through them, and God bless you all. I just felt to kind of share that tonight. And then again, we have got to, you know, I'll tell you, Captain, what really broke my heart again. I swore I wasn't going to watch this when they lined up firefighters there in California, and they were being interviewed, and they said, we don't know what to do. They were just in their uniforms. We're stuck right now. There's not one more thing we could do. My heart, I'll tell you, that has got to be the worst feeling, to know they have to wait, because the winds were so high at the moment they were doing that. By the way, it went close to the Reagan Library. I don't know if y'all are aware.
The goat saved the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks. That's right.
Because they ate all the high grass and whatnot. Mm-hmm. The goat saved
yes.
the day. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. They did talk about that. But, you know, I thought about them standing in their uniform, how helpless, because you have to wait. As the captain knows, he was a firefighter. He understands all this, but some of you may not. I had to listen to this myself, and, of course, I'm in tears, and I'm being interrupted by all my phones and everything. I cut these phones out sometimes. But it's normal for me. I'm a prayer intercessor. If I didn't feel things, so, you know, I couldn't do a shout-out tonight, because we are on anxiety overload for sure, let alone the politics, which I don't even try to get into at the moment. But one night, you're going to hear me get into that stuff. But right now, I have to keep it to I hope that inspirational things that will help you to know. If you're going through cancer right now, if you're going through a divorce, many of you I'm talking to are going through so many things. And I want to just tell you, I love what just as Ann Graham said to me. Because sometimes, you know, I have to have people to always teach me, because we never learn it all. And I have a peace within me with the Lord, not with the world. But I had to go through a lot to get that. And I will tell you, there are times I kind of tend to get away from that too. So this was very good for me to listen to. It is. I always talk about the anointing. I use the word anointing. Some of you don't know what that means. So I love the way she broke that down.
Well, you take a garden hose and you.
Yeah, I know. No. But anyway, let me leave you with a proverb that I think is so beautiful, because we, you know, sometimes we really don't know what to do. When I saw those firemen standing there and shaking their heads, not being able to do anything, broke my heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path. Tomorrow night, I hope, shower's a blessing. Thank you, Captain. God bless y'all.
All right, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we appreciate her, and we're coming right back. And phone lines are open, 877-969-8600. By the way, they believe they've identified the whistleblower. I've had the name. I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to tell you what it was this individual did. You're going to love this one. I'll tell you what, another one of the deep states sitting right in plain sight. I'll be right.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeed you are. Thank you, Mr. Wayne Allen Root. By the way, Wayne has the number one most watched television program on Newsmax TV. He's on between 8 and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Make sure you go over there and check him out, because get a great program. And you're going to like what you see. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends, good old Pete and Seth Talbot, up there in Kirkland, Washington, the manufacturers of Relief Factor, something that I take because I found out that because of the arthritis that I have, that this is the only thing that will work for me that's non-narcotic, and I've been taking it for 3 years and 8 months, and quite simply, I don't know what I'd do without it, and I'm being perfectly honest, and I am a customer of Relief Factor, so I'm not saying anything that doesn't work for me. I'm just telling you what has worked for me might help you out, too. And the story behind this is because of my arthritis, and anybody that has arthritis, you know that you have aches, you have pains, they just don't go away. They're worse on various times when it gets rainy and humid, and when it gets cold, I mean, you hurt more than the average bear. Let's just put it that way. And that being said, if you're suffering from arthritis or back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, any kind of muscle aches at all, I'm going to suggest to you the Relief Factor 3-week quick start program. Get on it right away and see what happens, because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, when you get the 3-week quick start, you take it morning, noon, and night with a meal. You take it for breakfast, you take it for lunch, you take it for supper. And if you don't eat 3 meals a day, well, you take it with a snack of some sort, crackers, cookies, whatever, when you decide to eat those. But here's the deal. It's all natural, and it works. It works. Now, if you've had swelling in your ankles or your legs or your wrist or wherever else swelling might happen to occur, guess what? This will help reduce the swelling. It's done it to me. It's done it for me and to me. Now, once in a blue moon, I have to take it more than three times a day. I have to take a fourth pack because of something that I've done to irritate or aggravate myself. And it works. It, plain and simple, works. I don't know how to explain it any other way. So, what you do is you go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and while you're there, go to the 1995 three-week quick start video they've got. Read about it, see what it is. All you do is order it. It costs $19.95, plus you'll get it in about 3 to 5 days. Shipping and handling is about $5 or $6 or something like that to get it to you. You can get it delivered quicker, but again, you got to pay for it to do that, whatever it costs to get it to you quicker. I don't know what the rates are, but obviously they do have a way to do that. But here's the deal. It's going to help you. You're going to notice it. Now, about 80% of the people that we have right now that are actually taking a Relief Factor, it works. It works, plain and simple. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain is the place to go. And I don't know what's going on here, but let me try the first phone call first. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, hi, Captain. I'm Nelson.
All right.
In North Florida.
All right.
I just wanted to say hi, and how are you?
I'm doing great. And by the way, did you stop at the Flying J?
I sure did, and I met a young lady there by the name of Summer. And she was from Virginia, which reminded me that Virginia is having a regular election for state representatives and for the state senate. And it's a reminder that we need to have people in Virginia come on out and vote on Tuesday.
Yeah, now that would be next Tuesday, right?
That's right, next Tuesday. So if they have early voting, and I think they do, and so we're talking maybe voting on Thursday and Friday as well,
mm-hmm.
but the big date is on Tuesday, and she is from the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia.
Mm, good area.
Absolutely, and she's encouraged and thinks that the Republicans will have a good chance to win.
All right, well, Nelson, thank you very much. You got a little noise in your phone there, so maybe you can clear that up.
Okay. And could I add one other thing about Scott James?
Yeah.
I think he's doing well as well, and that election is going to be on Tuesday as well. And so you have a great evening.
I hope so, and I'm rooting for him. All right. Thanks, Nelson. Appreciate that. That's Nelson up there in Jasper, Florida, listening to us on FM 107.5. And Scott James is in Valdosta, running for the mayor of Valdosta. He's also the morning show host up there. And I appreciate Scott James, and I'm rooting for him. Believe me, I'm rooting for him. Valdosta, he's your best candidate. All right, let's go to the other line. I'm not sure, but I think this is Todd in Tampa. Is that you, Todd?
That is it, boss.
60 seconds. Go for it.
60 seconds. Let me say something here. Let me say something to the White House, okay? The Democrat Party's disgraced themselves. Now, I'm glad you had a commercial during the World Series, okay? Because the Democrat Party out there, for all you Americans, hasn't done one thing to help you. Cut your taxes, get rid of regulation, put food on the table. No. Impeach you. They can't beat them at the ballot box. They can't beat Trump anywhere, okay? Virginia's gone. It's a joke. The Democrat Party has no answers. Impeach. For what? For making a phone call? I want a list. I want to kick the door down in the White House and say, I want you to publish a list of all the money the American taxpayer pays to Ukraine and every other country so we can see how much money gets swindled out of our pocket to all these other countries. Why don't we help the Well, we should cut all the aid in half that we give out and start paying the American people back what we've been getting ripped off. Donald Trump did the right thing. Ukraine, Joe Biden's son got $1.5 billion from these other countries. He had no experience. He got the job because of his daddy. Get out of here. The corrupt media, the Democrat Party's a disgrace. It's time to get up and take back your state before you wind up like California. God bless you. Let's get to work. And the winner of the Salem Award for Culture Warrior of the Year is the Holy Spirit, who beat everybody, the 17 phony Republicans and the Democrat and the DNC. His name is Jesus Christ, and he rides with Donald J. Trump. Let's get to work and save the country.
All right, and he's talking about the thing that got there. I forget who's involved in that, but there's four or five different people. But anyway, the whistleblower identity came out, or at least who they think the whistleblower is, and this is some serious stuff. Now, the young man who's involved in this happens to be a Yale graduate, number one, and number two, he worked with the NSC. See, this is another NSC person. He worked with the NSC. He was assigned to the White House with the as a CIA analyst, and he has since gone back to the CIA as an analyst. Now, he was in the White House and was there thanks to Barack Obama. Remember, there were certain people that were appointed, and you know, I don't know how to explain this other than to say that I believe due to the inexperience of Donald Trump and not knowing the procedure, every other president, when they've come to the White House, they ask for the letters of resignation of all the different people that have been appointed by the prior administration. And then they go down case by case, individual by individual, and decide to keep whoever they keep. Donald Trump did not do that. And as a result, he's been paying for it with these people that have been popping out of the woodwork, you know, NSC this, NSC that, DNI this, DNI that, and all that sort of stuff, that are coming out as whistleblowers, or they're just coming out and they're saying things, and then they're leaving government so they can say more and write a book. But the individual's name is Eric Charamella. You pronounce it Charamella. He's a young man who graduated from Yale, who went to a very muckety-muck type of school to get into Yale in Connecticut. He is by no means at all a conservative based on what he appears to look like and what he appears to sound like in some of the things that I've seen written about him and by him. Now, his name is not spelt the way you pronounce it, but it's Eric Charamella. There is a picture that was on Facebook of him standing in between Melanie, that's my wife's name, sorry, Melania and some other woman. I'm not sure who the other woman was. But anyway, that's what it is. Caller, hang on the line. I'll get to you here right in a minute. I got to take a break, unfortunately, a hard break. But caller, I'll get right to you here. I'll find out who you are and what's on your mind. All right, I'll be right back right after this break coming up here, and we're going to continue this. The whistleblower's identity has been released, at least. I'll get right back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton won't meet with the House committees involved in the impeachment inquiry without a subpoena. Bolton is openly sparring with the administration about its approach toward Ukraine. Tim Morrison, a Russian expert brought on to the National Security Council by Bolton, has now resigned a day before he's scheduled to meet in private with the committees. The House is expected to vote on Thursday on a resolution outlining the next phase in the inquiry. Rules Committee Chairman Jim McGovern.
Let there be no doubt that as much as this president flaunts the Constitution, we are going to protect it. We will stand up for the Constitution and defend the rule of law.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
They've denied President Trump basic due process rights and are cutting his counsel out of the process in an unprecedented way.
This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And we're going to have a little different version of military and veterans news because of the caller I have on the line who is very well versed in something we're going to be talking about. But this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends. And by the way, Bo Browning will be here, hour number four, so get your questions ready for him with the National Aviation Academy. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right. Well, we're going to forego our traditional military and veterans news segment for right now because I've got Dan Mann from Lafayette, Indiana, on the telephone line. And, Dan, you have, and the reason we're going to do this is because you've been through this because you were working with two presidential administrations, correct me if I'm wrong, the Nixon and the Gerald Ford administration, correct?
Correct. Mostly Ford, but the tail end of the Nixon administration, about a year and a half before Watergate.
And years ago, when we had those presidents in office, what happened when a president came in and took office? Did they not ask for the traditional resignation of the other people that had been there from the previous administration?
Most of the time, but if you liked the person and you could trust the person, you'd ask them to stay and they would stay. Kind of rare. I think the last time I heard of that is when Obama came in. He left Gates as Secretary of Defense for almost his first term. That's very rare.
Now, because of something that I just said, I got a reaction from one of our listeners, David, the Uber driver, and he says, Captain, let's not be too hard on the Trump administration for not weeding out the riffraff. Seems to me I remember Trump and the administration were pretty busy putting out fires after the election and inauguration, just saying they were kind of busy. Were they?
They were probably busy, but under federal law, once the candidate secures his party's nomination, like in June or July, May, June or July, then by federal regulation, you've got to start putting your transition team together. Now, that team, you're not even guaranteed you're going to win the election, but you start transitioning to the White House as soon as you secure your nomination. So with Trump, he appointed, a lot of people forget this, he appointed Chris Christie to head up that transition.
Which was a mistake.
Right, because Christie brought in some lobbyists who had been around Republican politics for a long time.
Yep.
Trump thought it was distasteful, and he fired all three of them. And so it kind of got started late. There's a thing called the Plum Book. Once you start putting the transition team together, the federal government will supply you with your equipment, your offices, a limited number of personnel. There's a thing called the Plum Book. And that Plum Book will tell you every position in the White House or the executive office of the president that you can appoint without a congressional, without senatorial confirmation hearings.
Now let's back up. Let's back up for a second. Let's go to what Barack Obama did when he changed the standing of the people that were working in key positions that the president normally would have asked for their resignations. What did he do that changed all of that?
Well, by executive order, a lot of appointed non-merit employees, which you would serve at the discretion of the president for his term in office. He could hire and fire anybody he wanted in those positions. He made those merit employees. So they were civilian employees of the federal government. They were going to be part of the bureaucracy. You had basically a lifetime employment position with the federal government. That was never done before. So a lot of people that he appointed based on politics were frozen in place when he left office, because then the regulation changed that these people would be there for as long as they wanted. They had permanent jobs where a presidential appointment was going to be appointed, and they were going to be temporary to serve at the discretion of the president.
And now we have these whistleblowers that are starting to appear, including the one yesterday, the lieutenant colonel. Now, what do you think is going to happen to his military career after that day in the committee?
He's done.
That's right.
He'll be retired out.
Mm-hmm.
If he had any fantasy of moving up the chain of command, a higher rank, he's done now. Because you just turned on the commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really surprises me with all these whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
You're there at the discretion of the president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did not do anything illegal. I'm kind of curious how many people listen to the conversations. I know CIA does, FBI. Now this lieutenant colonel kind of comes out of nowhere. Too many people have too much access to too much secret stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this lieutenant colonel is proving it. I don't know what his political orientation is, even if he has one. Somebody has promised this guy something, a big prize at the end of it, and I don't think he's going to see it, but just a retirement certificate and out the door.
Now I want to go with the identified whistleblower that supposedly started all this by the name of Eric Charamella. Now, his name isn't spelt the way it sounds, but that's the way you pronounce it, Eric Charamella. He is a Yale University grad. He came up through the boarding schools in the elitist Connecticut community. He is obviously, by any stretch of the imagination, by the schools he went to, a liberal. Has to be. He was working with the National Security Council. However, he was hired by the CIA to be an analyst. And somehow or another, he was placed by the Obama administration into the White House and was there when Donald Trump showed up as one of the people working with the NSC. So that's part of what you were just referring to, correct?
Correct. Now, when you go to the National Security Council, which that's where Flynn and Bolton That is a, that's part of the executive office of the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be, there's no Senate confirmation with that. You're hired in. It's not like head of CIA. It's not like being FBI director, you know, or any cabinet position. Your security, national security advisor is not considered cabinet level, but you probably see the president daily more than any cabinet member. I would think that some cabinet members probably haven't even seen Trump since they were sworn in after their confirmation. Ben Carson probably being one.
Rick Perry.
Rick Perry. Rick Perry hardly ever, you know, unless Trump did a rally down in Texas,
mm-hmm.
Perry hardly ever seen him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's common. You know, you delegate your authority to these people and they carry it out. They kind of get lost in the bureaucracy. But this stuff, this is where you really see the heartbeat, the meat of the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, the switch between CIA and National Security Advisor, there's a lot of that that goes on between those two agencies, especially depends on what the subject matter is at the time. Like, we're into it with Iran. You're going to want somebody on the national security staff that can speak and read Farsi, which is a hard commodity to get. But when he went to the National Security Council, he's put in there. Now he's a permanent civilian employee, the civilian workforce of the United States. And he wasn't a presidential appointee, a temporary non-merit employee that was there to serve at the discretion of the president.
So what did you what did you call this action that Obama did?
That was executive order. He done that by executive order, where he switched temporary positions to permanent positions. So you get all of the legal coverage of a civilian employee. You're now a federal employee, a permanent federal employee. You're not, and it's a merit, so you can go up the chain. But it's not a non-merit where you're just there serving at the discretion of the president. Because when you do that, you want people you can let in on a secret that will be loyal, that will help you formulate policy. And these people weren't it. These were actually kind of the technicians. I probably think that the lieutenant colonel had something to do with Signal Corps, because Signal Corps takes care, the Army Signal Corps takes care of all internal communications in the White House. That's their main responsibility when you're in the White House. It's things that you don't, if you get a new office in the White House and you want a new phone, you get a hold of the U.S. Army Signal Corps and they'll hook it up. You know, all the computers will be hooked up by United States Army Signal Corps. If the president is going to send, if he wants to talk to a ship at sea, you go through the U.S. Army Signal Corps. They're going to set up the satellite. They're going to aim the satellite. And they're going to tell him how to do it. They're going to get him ready to talk. But this guy can do that. That's height of it.
Okay.
Got to run.
You got to run out of time. But very interesting information. Thank you very much for sharing it with the audience.
Okay, and I will talk to you later.
You betcha. All right, Dan Amann, everybody. And I'm telling you, unbelievable but true. Unbelievable but true. I'll be right back with more and our next Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Love Machine? Aw, 10-4, pig pen. For sure, buddy. Oh, it's clean, clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Arizona, noon on the 7th of June, when they highballed over the pass. Old Dog Mac with a can on back and a Jaguar hauling ass. He's 10 on the floor, stroking bores, seat cover starting to gain. Now, Beaver, you are trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain.
Probably the most famous trucking song of My Error, Convoy, the movie by C.W. McCall, Ally McGraw, Chris Christopherson were the stars up in the lead. Chuck Rubber Duck leading the protest, going to Washington, D.C. to protest them their fuel taxes and all that other sort of stuff. But anyway, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and this is our second Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local pilots and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop on by, get yourself a free cup of coffee, tell them the captain sent you. Well, let's start with the Halloween forecast, because it's going to be critical and extremely critical. Fire weather threats are going to be out in California, especially Southern California, where the main drivers continue to be the strong offshore Santa Ana winds combined with very low relative humidity levels and very dry fuels. And, of course, the fuel mitigation, we keep talking about that, where they've not done anything to get the underbrush out from where the forests are and in the fields and whatnot, you know, where they have the bushes and the trees and all that. They haven't gone in there and done anything to try to clear it out. Meanwhile, a large storm system with a powerful cold front will impact much of the eastern United States with record low temperatures in a number of states tonight, with severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, heavy rain, and possible flooding out in front of this storm. So, California, you know the problems you got there, plus you got air quality alerts pretty much east of where the fires are because of the way the winds have been blowing, and a lot of problems there with smoke. Be careful out there. And, of course, San Bernardino in the mountains up there, you've got a freeze advisory tonight there. Also in southeastern Arizona, freeze advisory there. But let's scoot on over to Texas and go down to the Mexican border down below Fort Stockton, if you will. All the way down there, east of El Paso, coming across the Metroplex, San Antonio, Abilene. You've got a freeze warning, record cold temperatures tonight through that area, going up to Oklahoma, up into Oklahoma City, up into Tulsa, up into Joplin, Missouri, over into Arkansas, Fayetteville, and the Ozarks, certainly the Ozark area, Ozark, Arkansas, and up in there. And winds out in front of this cold weather right now down in southeastern Texas and southeastern Arkansas, northeastern Texas, and also Louisiana, the upper part of Louisiana along I-20. Got some frost advisories in eastern Arkansas and northeastern Louisiana, northern Mississippi, northern Alabama, the western part of Tennessee, western part of Kentucky, southeastern part of Missouri. You've got a hard freeze warning up in the rest of Missouri tonight. You've got winter advisories for snow up into southeastern Iowa and northwestern Illinois and southeastern Wisconsin, all the way up towards Green Bay and the western part of Michigan as well. You've got fog tonight coming out of Kentucky, central Kentucky, going right up into northeastern or southeastern Indiana and southwestern Ohio. You've got a frost warning in other parts of Ohio. Got high winds up in there, too, blowing the wind around. You've also got up along Lake Ontario. And by the way, if it was a little bit colder in Lake Ontario tonight with the winds that are blowing off the lake, you would have snow, and you'd have a lot of it. But from about Toledo east to Buffalo, and then all the way across from Niagara Falls to Watertown, around the lee shore of Lake Ontario, you have got winds, you have got some rain, a little cooler temperatures, and you might have some white stuff. And you got wind and unsettled weather conditions all across upstate New York tonight, as well as into New England. And it's just going to be kind of a miserable couple of days with this cold front coming across. And again, this has got record cold temperatures in it. It's not just cool. We're talking about temperatures down in the, in some cases, single digits in the higher elevations, but the teens certainly in low 20s in much of the area that we're talking about here. And not going to be pretty, not going to be nice. And then if you are driving along I-10 tonight, anywhere from Louisiana east into the panhandle of California. You'll have some unsettled weather conditions there, as we seem to have some sort of weather coming around from the Gulf to create some waves and create some wind there for everybody. So that's in front of, again, that's in front of the cold weather that's coming our way. And again, there will be some thunderstorms out there, so be prepared for that. But anyway, we're going to go to the telephone lines right now, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
What the heck? We now know who the whistleblower is, we think, correct? I've got a name. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, the name's been out there since, I don't know, a week after this whole whistleblower complaint came out.
Now, this young man is a Yale graduate. He started out as a CIA analyst. He wound up on the NSC and was actually placed in the White House before this president became president. And Barack Obama changed the positions, making them permanent by executive order. The young man's name is Eric Sharamella.
I don't know about Barack Obama's executive order.
I do. I do. I just had a conversation with Dan DeMann about it, and we talked all about it and explained it. Barack Obama changed the nomenclature of the people that were working on some of these things from being temporary because you worked at the pleasure of the President of the United States to being a permanent employee within the sections that you were in. And by the way, Mr. Sharamella went from the White House back to the CIA, where he currently resides. That's where he's working.
Correct. But evidence has pointed to Eric being the whistleblower for quite some time. A lot of people in Washington are cultivating that. It's apparently a very well known secret within the Beltway that nobody's talking about, because it's kind of like the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Mm-hmm. But it is what's interesting is, because this name was outed, and again, it's not confirmed, but all signs point to it being him.
Mm-hmm.
That Adam Schiff doesn't think that he needs to be doing any testifying. So they go, oh, we don't need the whistleblower report. And we don't need the whistleblower.
Well, we also know, and again, this is coming from Dan DeMann up there, who worked with not only Nixon, but also with Ford, and then later worked with the Congress of the United States, both in the House and the Senate, on their advisory teams that they had there doing what he was doing, which was foreign relations and the economy regarding overseas countries and whatnot. But we do know that there's another whistleblower rumored to be coming from the Internal Revenue Service.
Okay, I'm not aware of that one.
Okay, well, you heard it here first, because apparently there's somebody going to come out and talk about the president's tax returns. That's the next area they're going to go in. Here we go again. All right, hold that thought, folks. It's going to get real interesting with Denise, because we got all sorts of things to talk about here. And by the way, she put a couple articles out there yesterday. We'll talk about that. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.